10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. I am your host, Patrick Sansone, getting into another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s that features some orchestral touches in the arrangements, some influence from the classical world, strings, woodwinds, horns, harpsichords, all these kinds of things. So let's get the show started with the Beatles from 1967. This is I Am the Walrus here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Together, see how the just to the bike of my mistress, that is the retirement.
Is he dead?
Sit you down, father. Rest you.
One minute, woman, please. I go down on my knees to say to you with a word so true, I love you. I fail to understand why you don't want my head. I try to find what's on your mind. I wonder why don't you stop and see why you're not loving me. Would it hurt to say hello? Oh, no. 1 minute, woman, please. I go down on my knees to say to you with a word so true, I love you. Why don't you stop and see why you're not loving me? Would it hurt to say hello? Oh, don't you know? 1 minute, woman, please. I go down on my knees to say to you with a word so true, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah. Rolling back
till the day. Yeah, the grass didn't grow. And our souls were clean. Yeah, the grass didn't grow. The grass didn't grow.
Not for
That was the song These Days, performed by the artist and producer Terry Melcher. But the song has an interesting history. It was written by Jackson Browne when he was 16 years old. And probably the most well-known version is the version that was recorded by Nico for her album Chelsea Girl, which came out in 1967, which features Jackson Browne playing guitar on the Nico version. This is a cover by Terry Melcher, who was a producer working in L.A. in the mid-60s, working with a lot of the California pop greats of the time. He was in the Beach Boys circle, played percussion on some tracks on Pet Sounds and Smile. He produced the Byrds' first big hits, Mr. Tambourine Man and Turn, Turn, Turn. Worked with lots of artists, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Glenn Campbell, Mamas and Papas, and so on. But this was his first solo record as a solo artist. Self-titled album, which came out in 1974, featuring this beautiful cover of Jackson Browne's These Days. Terry Melcher also was the son of actress and singer Doris Day, who is featured on harmony vocals on the track that we just heard. Starting this set and the show was the Beatles with I Am the Walrus, which was featured on the soundtrack to the Magical Mystery Tour film from 1967, released as a single that year, featuring a very aggressive, stark, dark cello arrangement by their producer, George Martin. One of the notable things about this is that the way it was recorded was very influential. It was one of the first times that the engineers were allowed to put microphones close to the cello's strings, getting that kind of resonant, aggressive, attacky sound on the cellos. It became commonplace soon after. And it has been said by Jeff Lynne, the founder of Electric Light Orchestra, that he got the idea for Electric Light Orchestra after hearing I Am the Walrus and this particular cello sound. After the Beatles, it was the Bee Gees, also from 1967, with a track called One Minute Woman from their debut album, Bee Gees First. And after the Bee Gees, it was Van Morrison from his Veden Fleece album from 1974 and a track called Streets of Arklow. And we ended that set with Terry Melcher, also from 1974, with These Days. And one thing I forgot to mention earlier is that the strings on this Terry Melcher track were arranged by the great Jimmy Haskell, who we have featured on the show before. Truly one of the great string arrangers of the 1960s and 1970s. Let's continue on with the next set, and we're going to start this with the band Spirit from their album 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. This is Fog here on the Baroque Down Palace. Thank you.
leave me. Please don't ever go.
That's the Poppy Family with Free from the City from their 1968 album, Which Way You Going, Billy. The Poppy Family was centered around the marriage and creative partnership of Susan and Terry Jacks. Susan Jacks taking the lead on this song that we just heard. They were from Canada, had several hits in Canada. Terry Jacks went on to have a solo career, famous for his song Seasons in the Sun. But they made some great music in the late 60s. A lot of their music featuring the combination of traditional rock band instruments with strings and orchestral arrangements, and also Indian classical elements like the sitar and tabla that we just heard on this last song. We started this second set with Spirit from their classic album 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus, which came out in 1970, featuring arrangements by the arranger David Blumberg. This was their fourth album, and again, Spirit were led by the creative partnership of Randy California, the guitarist, and his stepfather, the drummer, Ed Cassidy. After Spirit, we heard The Circle, C-Y-R-K-L-E, The Circle, with Please Don't Ever Leave Me from their album Neon from 1967. Following that was a band called The Idle Race with The Lady Who Said She Could Fly from their album The Birthday Party, released in 1968. The Idle Race was the first band featuring the writer, singer, producer Jeff Lynne, who I mentioned earlier in the show. Jeff Lynne, probably most famous for leading the band ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. But before ELO, he was in a band called The Move with singer, songwriter, producer Roy Wood. The two of them together, Roy Wood and Jeff Lynne, while they were still in The Move, decided to form a band called ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, that would center around the mixture of strings, cellos, and rock band instrumentation. Before that, though, he was in this band, The Idle Race, that put out two albums and some great singles. And Jeff Lynne has talked a lot about how much of a Beatles fan he was, and he was actually able to sit in on some Beatles sessions just kind of as a fly on the wall in the mid-60s while they were working on, I believe, Sgt. Pepper, maybe Magical Mystery Tour. You can hear the influence in this track with the string arrangement. And years later, in the 1990s, Jeff Lynne would go on to produce the three Living Beatles in the mid-90s for the tracks that they resurrected from John Lennon's original cassette demos for the anthology project. And we will be playing lots of Jeff Lynne, Roy Wood, ELO, The Move, Idle Race, all these bands on upcoming episodes of the Baroque Down Palace. And we ended this last set with the Poppy Family and Free from the City. We're going to take a short break before we get into our third set, and we will be back after this with more music here on the Baroque Down Palace. Welcome back to the show. Let's keep going here with Fleetwood Mac from their 1974 album, Heroes Are Hard to Find. This is She's Changing Me here on the Baroque Down Palace.
She comes. age is freezing the stairs on tyranny swings. The bitter disheartened warmth of your skin is disease with familiar caresses. Withdrawing from splendor and royal decay among all their triumphs and jaded awards. The angry and blazing circus of sun blasphemes as the Grand Prince arises. Primroses are the jewels that lurk among masks of pleasure that flicker with doubt. Dresses of faith that simultaneously fear to advance and demand to be recognized. The river shall flow through hollow green faces of caricatures, resentment etched out of the tongue. Bradington Sphinx is asleep before birth, the classical sensitive failure. Worshipping wicked cling to the dark of your heart, lying there in wait with your angels. Moan and ravish from dawn to dusk, the avaricious young lovers.
That was Mama Cass and Dave Mason with a song called Here We Go Again from the album called Dave Mason and Cass Elliott from 1970. An album that was intended to be a Dave Mason album produced by Cass Elliott, but Cass's vocals ended up being a big part of the record, and so they decided to make it a full-fledged duo album. Introduced by mutual friend Graham Parsons in 1970, Dave Mason had just left the band Traffic, and this was his first solo outing away from that band. And of course, Cass Elliott had been a member of the Mamas and the Papas, and this was her third record as a solo artist. We started this last set with Fleetwood Mac from the album Heroes Are Hard to Find, which came out in 1974. This was the version of the band that included the singer and songwriter and guitarist Bob Welsh before the megastardom era of the band with Stevie and Lindsey. But this was the, I believe, the third album with Bob Welsh in the band. Bob Welsh wrote the song Sentimental Lady, which was on the Fleetwood Mac album Bare Trees from 1972, which was a minor hit, and then he had a big hit with that song as a solo artist. Bob Welsh really instrumental in turning Fleetwood Mac from a blues-oriented band into more of a pop sensibility. That was followed by the Beach Boys with Don't Talk, Put Your Head on My Shoulder from the masterpiece Pet Sounds from 1966. We sadly lost the mastermind behind the Beach Boys and this album, Brian Wilson, in the last few weeks. Such a giant, changed the game for pop music. Influenced so much, so many diverse kinds of artists. And maybe one day we'll do an entire show just about Brian Wilson. I mean, I think it's pretty safe to say that there would not be a Baroque Down Palace program without the work that he did with the Beach Boys in the 1960s. After the Beach Boys, it was Nico, who we mentioned earlier in the show. Nico with the song Winter Song, from her 1967 album, Chelsea Girl, with a beautiful string arrangement by Larry Fallon, who was brought in by producer Tom Wilson to add the strings and woodwinds to the record, which Nico never liked. She was hoping for a more stripped-down, raw sound for this album, but Tom Wilson brought in the arranger and recorded the strings after Nico had recorded her parts, and she was upset when she first heard the final version. But as I've said before, it really is hard to imagine this album without those arrangements, and it has really become a defining album of the Baroque pop genre. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the Baroque Down Palace. Thanks so much for joining me for this hour of music. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we are going to go out with a track by the singer Eddie Kendricks, who was one of the voices and founding members of the Motown band, The Temptations. This was from his 1977 solo album called Slick, his last album for the Motown label. This song is called Intimate Friends, here on the Baroque Down Palace. The Baroque Down Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
I'd like to talk to all the people around the world tonight. Over in Russia, China, to the Arabs, well, to Israel, good old USA, and to my soul brothers in Africa, too. Listen. Have you talked to the man? Have you been good or bad? Will he smile at you and take you by? Let me wipe your brow. God made this world. Getting later than we think. But I heard some old drunk over in the corner say,